scrap tuition fees, fight for free education, build for budget day walkouts. Claire Lacker Mansfield, Socialist Student National Organizer. Tuition fees can be beaten. Chancellor Philip Hammond's announcement that he will consider lowering them in the next Tory budget is an indication of his government's enormous weakness. This vulnerability is clear both in a general sense and on the specific issue of fees. The move by the DUP to back a Labour motion aimed at blocking the increases planned under the Higher Education Act indicated the huge fissures that could open up on the issue. It highlighted the potential for a mass movement to break this government. The 8th of June general election represented a revolt of working class people, but particularly youth and students. If on autumn budget day, the 22nd of November, Hammond does what he has suggested and moves to reduce university fees, it will be as a concession to that electoral revolt. But it will not be enough. Under the current system, students beginning university this year face half a lifetime of debt. With interest rates on student loans now set at a staggering 6%, and with huge fees being combined with the abolition of what remained of maintenance grants, the amounts owed by today's students are at record levels. Debt time bomb. No wonder some commentators are talking about a debt time bomb. Estimates indicate that a young person beginning their studies in 2017 will have to earn over £50,000 a year before they begin paying back the capital on their loan. In austerity Britain, with its gig economy and low wages, this means most graduates will never come anywhere close to paying off their debts. In fact, most will find that, despite handing hundreds of pounds over to the loans company, the amount they owe will continue to grow year on year. This underlines the importance of us demanding the complete abolition of fees and the reintroduction of grants for students. The promise to reintroduce free education was among the most popular in Corbyn's manifesto. But this should also be combined with a pledge to write off student debt. Such a possibility was hinted at by Corbyn in an interview he gave in the lead up to the election, though he subsequently appears to have stepped back from it. Rather than accepting the faulty logic of the capitalist establishment which deems this unaffordable, Corbyn should boldly demand that the money to fund it is taken from the pockets of the super rich. After all, why should recent and existing students continue to pay for the pro-1% policies of the Tories or the Blairites? The task of students beginning their studies this week is to organize. Free education has been placed firmly back on the agenda. We need to use the momentum generated during the election campaign to help make this an autumn of resistance. That means getting organized on every campus. But it also means coordinating the fight on a national level. That's why Socialist Students is demanding that the National Union of Students, NUS, uses its resources to build and mobilize a massive national demonstration this autumn. In 2010, when tuition fees were tripled to £9,000, a NUS called Demo saw over 50,000 students on the streets, sparking a mass movement of school, college, and university students. Movement. Disgracefully, NUS's right-wing leadership subsequently abandoned the struggle, condemning students who occupied Tory HQ, and refusing to organize, or even support further action. It was this, combined with the failure of the leadership of the trade union movement, to move into struggle against the vicious Condemn coalition government at that point, which ultimately led to the defeat of the movement. Today's NUS leadership is cut from the same Blairite cloth as those who abandoned the fight against fees in 2010. Unless there is a radical change of course, including, as a first step, the organization of a huge protest in the next months, they will occupy a similarly cowardly position. Nonetheless, with or without the leadership of NUS, it's clear that the raw ingredients for a mass struggle on a similarly large scale to 2010 are present in the situation. This is true, not just because of the anger that exists at sky-high fees, but because of the increased confidence that an alternative to austerity can be won. As well as building the pressure on the NUS leadership to act, Socialist Students is calling for a huge day of action, or education shutdown, on budget day. We will be organizing four protests on every campus or college where we are present, and encouraging all those who want to join the fight back to take up the call and mobilize students to protest on this day. Not only stunts and protests, but occupations and walkouts, could potentially be posed. If it were widely taken up, this could act as a springboard to building a mass campaign to win free education and kick out the Tories.